space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
You know, they were talking about climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, this fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War, to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to, right. Yeah.
Now, we realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive. This time we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion-watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them, there's the consequences of famine.
Well, the bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all, because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes, all of them could be subject to weather modification.
Incredibly interesting. Professor Michio Kaku, thank you so much.
This is the shuttle's fuel tank. It may only be 130 miles to space, but to cover that distance, the engines will use 500,000 gallons of fuel. And that works out at 2 feet to the gallon. Despite the cost, however, NASA does need to test these engines once in a while. So they built this place in the wetlands of Mississippi. The first thing they installed was a huge loudspeaker, through which they played white noise to simulate the sound of a rocket. They then sent a number of trucks in different directions out into the wilderness, and the drivers were ordered to stop when the noise levels became acceptable. This gave them an imaginary boundary line, and anyone living on the inside of it was offered a simple choice. Stay, and you'll never hear another television program as long as you live. Or take the NASA shilling and get out. No one stayed, and NASA ended up with exactly what it wanted. 125,000 acres of nothing.
They even had to move 5 cemeteries, because the noise they were planning on making would wake the dead. Hear what I'm saying. I couldn't even hear myself. This is the loudest sound you could possibly conceive. And as it turns out, the cleanest.
Now, the most amazing thing is that cloud up there, which was generated by the engine, is just a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. It's water vapor. And in about an hour's time, someone in Mississippi is going to get wet washing. It will actually rain.
I told you! It's raining! That's unbelievable! Oh, NASA's playing God! It's making its own weather!
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Yeah, that's it. Don't learn electrical safety by accident and give me the number to 911. So you're listening to the Mad Science Show on www.chazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one but three separate chat rooms. So, topic of the day's discussion, weather wars, question mark. You heard in that deal on Dr. Michio Kaku, crazy old name. The guy drives me insane with that name. Anyway, he was talking about weather wars, using lasers to get it to rain or lightning and such. And then you also heard another podcast. Well, before I go to the other podcast, there was a point I wanted to make. Oh, yeah, that was it. The lady, whenever he was talking about how the CIA made it rain over the Vietnamese deal back during the Vietnam War by seeding the clouds up there, and the lady hurried up and cut him off and said, alleged. So, they allegedly made it rain. So anyway, back in the time when chemtrails first become a conspiracy and people started asking the questions of why there was lines in the sky, and then people would say, oh, well, those are just regular contrails from the jet, and people said, no, that's not natural. I've seen blue skies all my life, and these just aren't natural, and the way that they disperse and make the sky all hazy and everything from that point on isn't natural. Either way, they were called tinfoil hat wearing nutcases and so on. You know, the mainstream media mocked them and ridiculed them, said this wasn't that and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, you had documentations that people were presenting back in the day in a conspiracy theorist world that showed the U.S. military with documentation owning the weather by 2025, using the weather as a force multiplier or such. So essentially, if you can put a typhoon on somebody or a hurricane or an earthquake or whatever, you know, it's kind of hard to do battle whenever the ground's shaking underneath you or you're being flooded away or the wind's blowing so hard your hair's falling out and such. But, you know, that was all like conspiracy theory. And then when you get into HARP, High Active Aurora Research Project, you know, some of the things that they were doing with that ended up basically causing some side effects as well. See, science says for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you superheat the upper ionosphere and it stretches out into space, and then you suddenly shut off the switch, the opposite of what you just did is coming back at you. So they figured out what they could do with that, and they figured out about kind of like the opera singer vibrating a crystal glass to the extent where you can then cause the glass to shatter one pitch over or whatever by meeting the actual resonance of that glass and getting it to vibrate really hard and rapidly, and then going just a hair pitch over that, you could get that glass to literally shatter. So, using sound waves, vibrational waves, radio waves, all kinds of different stuff. They figured out a few things over the years. But nonetheless, it continued to be called a conspiracy theory. It's not possible. It's not possible to change the weather, you know. On the other hand, when you talk about CO2, they preach the whole global warming / climate change / climate disruption and whatever it's going to be next week when the math doesn't add up. So it really kind of gets frustrating when you're trying to actually listen into either the mainstream media or even the alternative media for that matter. On both sides of the fence, some of the disinformation or misinformation that comes out is just, it's mind-blowing. But nonetheless, in the second podcast that was played on there, you heard BBC talking about NASA, and they had this massive acreage, and they were firing up these rockets and testing them that they were supposed to going to use to go to Mars or something eventually. But the hydrogen and oxygen cloud that was produced after this thing had run for a certain period of time made a pretty massive cloud in the air. And then he actually said, well, yeah, this is actually going to rain here on somebody pretty soon. You know, I think he said within the hour or something. And sure as heck it did. It started raining down there. And then the words that came up out of his mouth kind of blew me away. I mean, that's right there on BBC talking about NASA playing God, literally making their own rain clouds. Now, why don't you let all that stuff absorb in just for a second here, right? Two mainstream media outlets talking about weather modification, whether it be via lasers or cloud seeding, and then one talking about NASA making clouds by running this rocket and pumping hydrogen and oxygen into the air. Now see, what you literally heard there was literally some basic science, some basic physics that, you know, when you do something, you're going to get a result. And so if you put a lot of cold air in this general area where there's a lot of hot air, there's physics involved where you can literally create a rotation if you want. You can literally make a man-made tornado if you wanted to. It's not science fiction, it's science fact. Using physics and everything we know about chemistry and basic science, you can get it. Heat rises, cold air falls. You know, if you pump a lot of heat up in the air, then and it goes through a lot of cold air, you're going to get a result. If you put a lot of moisture content into the atmosphere in the form of hydrogen and oxygen and create a cloud, and eventually those water molecules are going to recombine and such. Same thing with steam. You know, pumping up a lot of massive amounts of steam in a certain area can create cloud formations. If you look hard enough out there, you'll see where there's actual factories out there that whenever they have these massive releases of steam, because once you get the steam built up and you've utilized it for pressure or whatever, if you're not able to condense all that back down, you got to relieve some of that pressure. Well, when you do that, you pop hot steam up into to a cool atmosphere, and you're going to get a result. So the weather wars, owning the weather by 2025. You can imagine how much power that would be if you had an enemy and you could literally drop a tornado in on their battlefield. It's a little kind of hard to fight with 200 or 300 mile an hour winds and such, or hurricanes, 175 mile an hour winds or whatever. There's a new conspiracy out there about some of these newer hurricanes out here, that they were manipulated. They were basically man-made or modified, or at least agitated by groups like NASA and the government, you know, for for not good purposes. Such as, you know, if you flood everybody out and you can implement all your agendas like gun control or, you know, the FEMA camps and lock everybody up and all that kind of jazz. Well, while I can't discount any of their nefarious, nefarious? I don't know. Doesn't even matter. They're evil deeds. If they got a plot and a plan and a scheme to do some evil deeds and actually depopulate the planet and all that kind of thing, I guess that would be something that we'd really seriously need to be concerned about. Scientifically, weather modification is more than proven. You can modify the weather. I don't subscribe to the whole global warming slash climate change due to CO2 because the science just doesn't add up. It doesn't work. It's wrong. And the debate is not over, Mr. Al Gore. And so with that said, the rest of this kind of stuff like there, if you want to make it rain, NASA's already proved you can make it rain. And so what would happen if you had an already pending storm, and in the general vicinity you decided you want to beef this storm up by giving it a little bit of more power, you know, add a little bit of more clouds to the area, or a little bit more condensation, moisture, whatever. You could literally make it more powerful, even if it was unintentional, by adding any kind of factor in there whatsoever. You could literally make it more powerful. And so is there this secret conspiracy to basically take down not just the U.S. but other nations as well by using weather modifications? In Mexico, according to the news, there was an 8.5 or an 8 point something magnitude earthquake. That's pretty big. And basically did a lot of damage. Which, when you have earthquakes, sometimes earthquakes come along with tsunamis. Big old massive waves that engulf the land and wipe a bunch of people out. So, are we being attacked with weather? Is the world being... are we in the middle of a weather war? These are questions I've got to ask because there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there. A whole lot of crazy stuff. Mad science stuff, you know. Worse than mad science. Science gone awry. See, when you tinker around with nature, you got to expect that nature's going to bounce back with a vengeance. You know, you can't just play around with the weather because maybe you change the weather on this side, but what is the reaction on the opposite side? They say for every action, it's an equal and opposite reaction. If it's raining over here where it wouldn't have been raining before, then is it not raining somewhere else where it should have been raining? Could you literally cause somebody to have a drought? Think about that for a second. You want to destroy a nation, you can take the weather and keep them from getting any rain just by doing that. But in the process of you doing that, somebody else down the line is going to get it big time. You'll be getting, I can't even remember half the numbers of what was being said about how much rain that, like, just in my area alone. We got over 5 inches of rain in 1 hour. That's a lot of rain in 1 hour. You know, normally it's maybe a inch of rain or something like that. But when you get five inches of rain in 1 hour, you know, you get your ponds filled up, you get your creeks overflowing, you get a little bit of flooding going on. And I'm on high ground, so I can only imagine what it'd be like for individuals that are on low ground. So, could this be what's going on out there? And if so, who's behind the scenes pulling the strings? Who's the ones back there? You know, in the conspiracy world, you got groups like the Illuminati and all these different Freemason things and stuff. I don't know. You know, all these secret societies out there, or the international bankers that are pulling the financial strings of everything. Agitators out there trying to start revolutions in every nation. But if it's all down to, you know, basic science, is it possible? Sure it is. It's already been proven. I mean, NASA made a rain cloud, for Pete's sake. It ain't beyond the realms of possibility to literally make it rain where it wasn't raining before. Moving weather from one point to the next. And using all the different systems out there like NEXRAD and the old HARP system. That's old technology now. The laser technology is what Michio Kaku was talking about. That's new technology. What you could do with some powerful lasers. He was talking about actually making lightning come down from the sky using lasers. So, think about this whole deal for a minute. I've been talking about free energy for a long time. And people out there want to discount any possibility of possible free energy devices. But on the other hand, those same people will preach how the government has the power to produce a megastorm. How the government has the power to manipulate the weather. How the government has the power to mind control individuals using low frequencies or whatever to get inside of people's head. Which isn't even behind the realms of possibility when you talk about how there's actually signs out there that have been tested that don't have any audible sound, yet you can hear somebody talking when you're nearby. There's been a few documentaries out there about that kind of stuff. We're coming into an age with some pretty incredible technology. And with this incredible technology comes some incredible shenanigans as well. So if somebody's out there creating weather wars, and somebody's out there trying to mind control the masses, and somebody's out there with all this technology capable of doing all this stuff, and then I guess I'm like last in line when I say free energy. Now, you can't have free energy because NASA still needs that budget if they're going to be making rain clouds. And you're going to need some money for all the secret government war machines, airplanes, or whatever. All the secret agencies out there that supposedly keep us safe. In the meantime, testing things on the population, which maybe should not be tested on the population. If you talk about the possibility the vaccines might be tainted with mercury or things that they ain't supposed to be, well, you're suddenly a tinfoil hat wearing nutcase, only to find out years down the line that whistleblowers were trying to tell people that these were not safe, or that these certain programs really did exist. That there were planes out there flying over the general population dumping out different types of chemicals. You know, has this world gone completely mad? Is this some sort of inside joke or what? Weather modification is scientific fact. No ifs, ands, or buts. It wasn't due to no man-made CO2 emissions, period. The science don't add up. But when you put a lot of water moisture content up into the air, you're going to get a result. When you put a lot of heat or cool one way or another, you're going to get a result. It's basic physics, basic common sense and science. For every action, and that's due to their own laws of physics, is an equal and opposite reaction, they said. So you can get things to happen. But the people that are really concerned about the planet, and the people who are supposedly in charge out there, will tell you that we got to reduce our carbon footprint. We got to save the planet. We got to save the children. Well, how are you doing that if you're out there jacking around with the weather, you fools? That's what I want to know. If you're playing God with the weather, making clouds, either intentionally or inadvertently, and especially the one video that I saw here recently was talking about how for 500 seconds, NASA fired this rocket up at the worst possible time in the general vicinity of Hurricane Harvey. Now, Hurricane Harvey was dumping all kinds of rain. They didn't need no more rain. And so if you're firing this thing up, making a big cloud that's going to intertwine with what is already a disaster, are you doing that out of ignorance, or are you doing that intentionally? See, the people in the mainstream media just don't get it. When they wonder why it is that conspiracy theories are even born, they gotta wonder why, or they have to know that when certain things that they say, or things that are denied, basically you beat around the bush, you got a secret behind your back or whatever, that if you're not upfront and honest with people from the get-go, they have to draw their own conclusions. And so if there's a secret government agency out there, and you see all this equipment, and it looks like a whole bunch of antennas, and then you try to ask what this is all about, and they talk about, well, you know, this is for weather experiments. Okay, well, what else? Well, the rest of it's classified. Well, then people have to draw their own conclusions, and the next thing you know, HAARP is starting all kinds of ruckuses around the planet. And that's how these things are born. And even in the mainstream media, when Michio Kaku said, during Vietnam, they were seeding the clouds, making it rain down on the enemy and such. And she says, oh, well, allegedly. Don't you think that's like going to get somebody think? I heard her say allegedly. No, it was intentionally. They really did that. They really did try to make it rain so that it'd be too muddy for their stuff to get around. And they also tried to defoliate the deal by dumping chemicals, herbicides, on the jungle so that they wouldn't have no bushes to hide in. And that's where the whole entire Agent Orange thing came into play. So they dumped chemicals on there to kill off the plants. They were trying to make it rain here and there in order to flood them out. And then later on, when the soldiers were complaining about side effects from the chemicals that they called Agent Orange at the time, that made them sick, well, the government denied any connection there. Plausible deniability, yet soldiers were actually getting sick because they were putting chemicals in the air, dumping them down over to cause the plants around there to basically die off so that the enemy couldn't hide in the bushes. But if you spoke about it back then, you were a nutcase or a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist if you talk about it now. And I never heard JFK say what he said on there about being able to manipulate the weather. I got this. Let me see if I got it right in the same spot, and I'll try to play it through the doggone deal without playing the whole thing. But let me see if I can do this.
1961. We shall propose further cooperative effort between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Aha!
3 years ago.
Did you hear that? 1961, JFK is talking about weather control, weather prediction. Yeah, it's going to rain today. Well, how do you know that? Because we're going to make it rain. All right, well, now you get into some crazy territory. What can you do with that kind of stuff, man? Now that you can control the rain and the snow and the earthquakes and such. Yeah. Well, that's a big question mark. What can you do with all that? Well, if you got the power to produce a doggone massive earthquake or a massive hurricane and maybe tornadoes or typhoons or tsunamis or floods, etc., if you got the power to tamper with nature but you don't have the power to give people free electricity, yeah, I'm calling shenanigans. We got all kinds of cool technology. Government needs the taxes from the power company. The government needs the taxes from the oil industry. The government needs the taxes from all the different utilities out there. They need your taxes from your payroll. Yeah, I think there's even a death tax in a lot of places where you die and they still taking money out of your pocket. Probably dang caretaker's so broke he's trying to steal your gold too, so after everybody leaves. This world is kind of messed up, man. You can't even have the, you can't even be buried along with your gold tooth without somebody trying to snatch it up out there. And then if a grave digger happened to be coming around the corner just in time to see that big old smile on your corpse with the gold shining through there, he's going to wait till after they bury you, and then he's going to come out there and dig you up so you can get violated. What's wrong with this world, man? What's wrong with this planet? Greed and stupidity or ignorance or whatever you want to call it. Science says we got the capabilities of doing a lot of stuff. NASA says we've been to Pluto, we've been to Saturn, we've been to Jupiter via probes and such. We've been to Mars, we've been to the moon. We're able to go up, we got a space station flying around up there. Pretty fast, I might add, just kind of zipping around pretty quickly. We got all this technology able to literally boldly go where no man has gone before. Yet weather modification, that's science fiction. That's tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nutcase individual stuff. But you can literally sit there and watch as NASA fires up this rocket on this, I think they said like maybe 1 million acres or 1,000 acres or something like that. I can't even remember how many acres it was. A lot. Basically said they took a speaker and turned it up really loud and had people drive way out there, and then they told everybody within that circle where the noise was going to be intolerable to the point where it finally got tolerable, and said, here, take some money and get out, or you'll never be able to hear your TV again when we're working. So everybody left. That must have took a lot of money to buy up all that land, buy out all them people, send them on down the road so that you can do what it is you do out there. The science is there. The physics is there. The question is, what are you going to do with that much power? Are you going to, like the conspiracy theorists say, are you going to depopulate the planet? You're going to cause an earthquake over here and a tsunami over there wipe out a few nuclear power plants and do all this kind of stuff, or somebody don't like what you had to say, or you're or trying to manipulate your financial situation. Maybe you just send them a flood or tornado or a hurricane or something like that. And then in the conspiracy world, they're always talking about how it's going to be used for basically gun control as well. You know, they've been hearing a lot about gun control here recently, about people going around and confiscating people's firearms and such. I hasten to say government out of control, our government out of control, but it's kind of like, I don't even think we got a government anymore. If these people are supposed to be for the people, by the people, of the people, and you're hearing all these things that once were like taboo on mainstream media, you didn't talk about weather modification back in the day. You just looked cross-eyed at anybody who said, every time Alex Jones come on one of the mainstream shows or whatever, talking about how Harp was doing this or that or whatever, they would try to make him look as stupid as possible before he left. And there's the BBC talking about how NASA just played God and made a cloud. And everybody else is just stupid. Face it, folks, we're just stupid. That's what they believe. Because when seeing is believing, when you look up at the sky and you see tic-tac-toe patterns where there was normal clouds, and now there ain't. And then later on, years down the line, after, you know, kind of gets out there anyway, where people are saying, they never actually come out and say, yeah, we can do that, we've been doing that. No, that's never, it's plausible deniability. They're never going to admit to something because the lawsuits would be so widespread that everybody and his brother would be suing him for asthma and all the different ailments, such as allergies. And there's people out there to be suffering whenever they dump all this crud down. They already, you know, people say they're allergic to cigarette smoke or whatever. Imagine what they would be saying if they were allergic to cigarette smoke, and these find out the government's actually spraying this crud up in the air to control the weather, you know, to block out some sunlight, to bring the temperature of the earth down to something reasonable or whatever. Now you have all these people saying, oh no, you guys caused me where I couldn't breathe. Oh, I got pain and suffering and all that. Now there's lawsuits going out in every direction against people, manufacturers and such. Ain't never going to admit to nothing like that. They didn't admit to Agent Orange until they were forced to admit to Agent Orange. Until the word actually came out that said that they were literally spraying crud over there to kill off the plants. Or they were seeding the clouds in order to make it rain. And to this very day, when you talk to people about it, they don't know about it. So when you talk to them that the government might be doing this or the government might be doing that, they look at you like you got a tinfoil hat on, because that's the way they've been trained. They were trained by you and the mainstream media and other people out there that weren't willing to step outside the box and really pay attention and look into the details of everything. Step back and see the big picture. So, you got a Fukushima disaster going on out there. People are saying that it's the end of the world. You got Hurricane Harvey and now Hurricane Irma moving into Florida. And you had all these hurricanes before, Katrina. And behind every single one of them, they say that there was a government conspiracy to literally send in and wipe out. And imagine this. Do you see a piece of land that you want? But the land is pretty valuable because it's got homes and industry and business on it. And then you want to be able to buy it really cheap. And you have the power to flood that zone. So you flood the zone, which basically drops the value of the property down to dirt. You can go in there and buy it for pennies on the dollar. That's a conspiracy in itself. Flood somebody out, they'll want to move. They'll be thinking there's a flood coming again. But you know, you're the one that sent the water that way. You busted the levee upstream. And you know, all you have to do is repair that levee and you don't have to worry about it flooding down there anymore. This world is corrupt. And science in this world is corrupt. The mainstream scientists in the pocket of the governments, in the pocket of the companies and the corporations out there that want to keep things going. The Al Gores of the world that want to try to charge you to breathe. CO2, man, think about it. You breathe in oxygen, you breathe out CO2. And every one of your soda pops from this point on going to have to be flat. Because you got to get rid of your carbon footprint, so you can't drink no bubbly soda. You got to have flat soda. Now I don't want to hear any lip off any of you. Drink your flat soda and like it. Know your place and shut your face. That's what the government says. And you can always trust your government. So I wonder why I call it mad science. That's why. There's supposed to be free energy out there because Tesla showed everybody how to send wireless energy. And to this very day, they still skirt the wireless energy. And what I mean by that is the power is sent down the power line, but it's sent in a different fashion than what you would actually think it's sent. It's sent at a higher frequency range than what you think, because it needs to be able to travel farther to get all the way down to everybody's house. And then by the time it hits that transformer, it starts to step itself down so that you can actually utilize it. Otherwise, you couldn't use it straight from the power line. It'd fry everything you had. But nonetheless, the energy, the way that it's traveling, is traveling like a radio wave down the power line. And it's all using technology that was put out there by a man named Nikola Tesla years ago. And if you think I'm wrong, go out there and buy you one of them little wireless AC testers. Buy a couple different versions of it, because some are a little more sensitive than others. And then go out there and stand 15 to 30 feet away from any power line out there. Any overhead power line that you see. And even some that are underground, you could actually find underground power lines depending on how strong that field is. You'll be able to pick it up even through the dirt. But you can stand anywhere from 15 to 30 feet or more away from a power line and be able to pick up a wireless signal off of that power line. And that's Tesla technology. That's wireless energy. With the frequency range at what that power is coming down that power line is actually radiating off of that power line all the way over to that little wireless AC tester that you've got in your hand. So, with that said, more energy is actually being shipped down the power line than you're actually using. The majority of it gets absorbed down through the ground plane back into the entire system. They say there ain't no such thing as over unity or zero point. I couldn't care less. But there is free energy. Don't need to get out more than you're putting in. With the sun, I ain't putting none in. But I'm getting out more. I'm not putting none in, but I'm still getting out more. Sun's putting all the energy out there. The wind's putting all the energy out there. The river's putting all the energy down the river out there. And the earth. Thermal vents in the world, all over the place. So if there was an intentional design of an infrastructure to utilize everything in perfect harmony with nature, you would be having free electricity. And even if it wasn't free at first because you actually had to pay for the infrastructure, just think back in time, how long has it been since those hydroelectric dams went into place, and how many people are still getting paid for the same deal? They're selling you free energy. Once they got the equipment up, once the equipment's paid off, the rest of it's profit. Wind power, solar power, hydroelectric power, thermoelectric power, once the infrastructure's in place, the rest of it is profit. And you take a little tiny fraction of your profit and you pay your employees to keep maintenance on the deal, and there you go. Now, when's it going to be time for the average Joe to start getting a little bit of common sense and start building people's power companies? So I'm going to regulate you out of existence when you try. The government's going to take your free energy device and call it a matter of national security. Why? Because your free energy device is going to hit them in the wallet. That's why. And they need that money to keep coming in so that they can keep building the war machine yet even stronger. Now, if the government puts out a documentation saying owning the weather by 2025. Well, it's, let's see, it's 2017 now. Looks like we're moving up on the 2025 deadline date. And why would they want to own the weather unless they plan on utilizing it in warfare? I mean, they did it back in Vietnam. And how many years ago was that? JFK back in 1961 just said, yeah, man, we're going to be able to control the weather. They're going to do it. You're going to call up your local government agency and you say, hey, Mr. Government Agency, how's it going there? Me and my family, we're going out to the beach today. Can you make the sun shine over there and give some nice weather so we can enjoy our day? No, it ain't going down like that. Now, sorry about your luck. You ain't going to call your government up with the money that you spent out on your taxes to give them the power to literally control the weather and ask them for some nice weather for your picnic. It's going to move its way right on into the power structure. And if you disagree, well, hey, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll turn this tornado to mop your house in, jive turkey. That's how they're going to play that one. Yeah. Power to the people? No. Power to the man. That's the way it's going to play out. So, I'm going to have to click on this to find out what it says. Unusual nighttime activity radar national loop increasing potential of locations. Mike in the chat room posted it. I'll take a peek and see what this is. There's national radar sites. Oh, I got a general idea because there's actually another deal out there where they're literally being able to guide with all these towers weather in whichever direction they want. Like playing Nintendo, man, or Pac-Man or something like that. You got your little joystick and you can move your little Pac-Man around there and outrun the ghost or whatever, send the clouds wherever you want them to go. That's not science fiction, that's science fact. Man, do I gotta remind everybody? They said, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you put this amount of thrust this way, then you're gonna cause this amount of force that way. So you're gonna have to make something happen. NASA fires this rocket up for 500 seconds, puts out all this hydrogen and oxygen into the atmosphere, which causes a cloud during a time when there's already people were praying that the rain stops. Now, that's either irresponsible or intentional. I don't know which other way it could be possible. Why would you do that? If somebody's already at the mercy of the rain, and you're just throwing some more out there on the deal, that's like running over putting gasoline on the campfire. It don't work out so well. Most generally, it don't work out for the idiot who throws it on the campfire. But nonetheless, if you're in the general vicinity, you will get the benefits of that sudden burst of power that just jumped onto your campfire while you're sitting there roasting your hot dog or your marshmallows, and suddenly not only the marshmallow's black and your hair's singed, but your face is black as well. And your hot dog done fell off in the ashes. When are people going to start using some dad burn common sense for Pete's sake? I mean, this is pure ridiculousness. Why even get on the radio and talk about free and alternative energy and alternative clean renewable sources of power, and you can't even get people to so much as share your podcast with somebody else out there who spends the majority of their time complaining about global warming and climate change and such? So you're sitting there telling everybody we got all these resources available to us, some of which people are, killing off with herbicides, can make biofuels. There are tons of plants out there that reproduce so rapidly that they can be turned around and made into different types of materials. There's like hemp, you can make like 50,000 different products with hemp. Thomas talks about a plant called kudzu that if you leave it alone, it'll go rampant. It'll run wild on itself. Duckweed, I just talked about that on a show here. Watermill, that stuff will double itself every day and a half, 2 days at the max. You got twice as much as you had the day before. And that's fuel. I think back about the old doggone Back to the Future show where Doc comes in and they're getting ready to take off and he's digging in the trash, putting banana peels and cans and all kinds of trash down inside the Mr. Fusion. And the guy's, what's he doing? What are you doing? We're fueling up. And then when he gets on the dang street, and the guy says, well, you know, there ain't enough room. And he says, well, roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. So they're basically sitting here telling you in this movie that anything can be used for fuel. But guys like me to talk about free energy, y'all just stupid, man. That's what they're saying to me. Tell me how ignorant I am. There ain't no such thing as free energy. But NASA's got the power to create a cloud. The government has the power to manipulate storms. When are people in this world going to wake up, man, to the reality of just basic science alone? These folks out there complaining about global warming, climate change, we got to save the planet, should be backing people like myself and other researchers out there in alternative energy that are trying to give them exactly what it is that they claim that they wanted. Instead, they're out there with their paper sign and wooden stick with a Save the Trees message on it. Out there protesting the government. Government don't care what you got to say. If they cared what you had to say, then the situation would be remedied. The only time they care what you have to say is whenever you get a bit riled up and everybody gets loud. It's the squeakiest wheel gets the grease. That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's a crazy world we live in. And I'm starting to think that the average Joe ain't never going to get the chance to utilize free energy sources. They're going to know about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm going to assure that fact. But I don't think they're ever going to get to use them. Because the power structure out there has got the average Joe convinced that they shouldn't, and it might even be against the law if they choose to do so. Prime example, solar industry. Got all these solar panels, and there's actually grid tie inverters, and you can actually buy these solar panels and the grid tie inverters, and you can hook it right up to your house. And at certain points, when the sun's out and everything's peaking and you're charging your batteries and you're producing more energy than your system needs, it sends that energy down the grid and basically helps the power company supply electricity to everybody else out there. Then the power company starts to boo-hoo because instead of you paying them, at a certain point, they're supposed to have to pay you for any excess that you put out there. So they got to stop that. They can't do that. So you get a little frustrated with the power company because now they don't want to pay you for the extra electricity you're putting in there, and you finally come to realization you don't even need the power company, so you can tell them, come out there, hey, come out there and get your equipment off my property. And so they come out there, they take their equipment off the property, they don't like it, but they do it, they pull your meter out, and they're no longer charging you a bill, and then suddenly they go complain and lobby to the government that, yeah, these people are off the power grid, and so we don't think that's necessarily safe. Next thing you know, the government's on your back, telling you, you are living in an inhabitable house, you have to be connected to the power grid. Otherwise, the taxes ain't getting paid, and streets aren't getting fixed and such, so they'll find all these different reasons to literally manipulate you back onto the power grid, even though you don't need them anymore, because you're utilizing free energy that does exist. You got your solar panel set up that you paid $20,000, $30,000 for. You got your grid tie inverter. You got everything. You got a battery banks. You got everything you need to run your house 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for free without ever having to pay a light bill. And now the government wants to tell you you got to be on the power grid. And the power company want to tell you that they're not going to pay you for any excess. You're just giving that to them as a gift for the pleasure of having their company. For their maintenance and their upkeep. So actions speak a heck of a lot louder than words. When the government's out there telling you, please send us your money, please buy our product, right? Well, that's the whole point, folks. They want your money. They want you to buy what they're selling. And they don't want you to go to any other competitor. And when you do, you will pay the price. Literally. That's the way it works out. And the companies, power companies, oil industries, there's a lot of apologists out there for the oil industries. There's a lot of apologists out there for the coal industries. There's a lot of apologists out there for the electrical company. There's a lot of apologists out there for the government. But the hypocrisy that comes along with all the apologists, government, utilities, fuel industries, is off the scale of beyond ridiculous. Because on one hand, I got to reduce my carbon footprint, but on the other hand, don't even try, because if you do, we're going to penalize you. We're going to penalize you for having those solar panels. If you're not connected to the power grid, then we're going to make it so that your house, you're in violation of the law, and your house is deemed to be not worthy to live in. Anybody see something going on here? And the people out there talking about save the doggone planet that are idly standing by while the government is screwing you out of your solar panel system and forcing you back on the power grid to utilize more fossil fuels, as they call it. Or even if you're afraid of the nuclear power industry, the dangers of. So by you not backing people like myself and people doing alternative energy research and backing the people that are being violated by the government every time they try to reduce their carbon footprint, you're just as big as a hypocrite as the government, as the power companies, as all the utilities. You go out there and buy your dollar bottle glass of water. Alright? The earth is 3/4 covered in water. You should be making your own bottled water. And you wouldn't have to go out and spend a dollar on that. And then throw your plastic out in the street on the way down the road. And then complain about your environment. If there's junk in your creek, then clean it up. Get out there and assist nature in the task of rejuvenating itself for you. Nature's going to do it. Question is whether you got time to wait around for nature to get the job done, or whether you're going to pitch in to make it look good right there and then and assist nature in the task. See, the government ain't out there assisting nature in the task. The government's out there regulating people via taxes. They don't care how many laws goes on the books, because it all has to do with the almighty dollar. The yen, the ruble, the whatever coin you got. That's what it is. The whole financial situation. Government don't mind if y'all out there protesting. They don't even mind people lobbying Congress to pass laws, because they know that with every law, with every rule, with every regulation comes fines and taxes. So we the people have literally become our worst enemy. I don't fear the secret societies of the world. I fear the people of the planet. The average Joe throwing their trash out the window, paying the electric bill instead of trying to gather with their neighbors and building their own environmentally sound and safe power supplies. It's the average Joe that I'm afraid of. The average Joe that complies with all the laws and rules and regulations that essentially take us to war to fight with somebody else over oil or resources. The average Joe that sits around during a supposed drought standing next to the ocean and complaining how they're thirsty. It's the average Joe that scares me more than the government of the world. It's the average Joe that scares me worse than any secret society of the world. The majority of all the so-called wealthy elitists of the world haven't got the power unless you, the people, choose to give them said power. And as long as you're complicit, okay, you know, I got my solar panels, but I'm gonna go back on the grid and I'll just eat the price. No. You get your solar panels, you stand your ground, you tell your neighbors about it, and you have them stand your ground with you if need be. And the average Joe's out there protesting save the trees with a wooden stick and a paper sign. Come on, people. You talk about being awake. You talk about the truther community. And you buy into all the lies. And you went back to sleep. That's it. The mainstream media, the alternative media, the governments of the world, and the population, the average Joe, has let you down. When the world is ready for free energy, then the average Joe will receive just that, free energy. There's no reason why we couldn't have been for the last 20 or so years, way even back during the Arab oil embargo, where prices of fuel were skyrocketing because they weren't be able to get enough oil. And there was a black market opened up for the gasoline. If we'd have been started back then, working toward an infrastructure that would be completed by now, this conversation wouldn't even be happening. We'd have the perfect infrastructure. Each house would be its own independent power plant, and everybody out there would be living with a lot cleaner or fresher air. They wouldn't have the burden of the scary boogeyman nuclear power over their head. I'm not afraid of nuclear power. And there's many reasons why. But none of which I even care to even go in, because I could speak with them ad nauseum, and nonetheless I will continuously hear somebody saying that it's the end of the world. If you're worried about the nuclear power, if you're worried about the coal-fired power plants, if you're worried about any types of fossil fuels, then you haven't been listening to Mad Science here on Shaziz Radio. You haven't been listening to the fact that there are alternatives to all of these fuels. You haven't been listening to the fact that just about everything under the sun can be used as a fuel. Everything. Anything carbon-based can be used as a fuel. It doesn't matter. You haven't been listening to the fact of wireless energy or plasma technology, and I mean the real plasma technology. I don't mean that hoodoo voodoo version that the Keshi cult likes to try to rip people off and steal people's money. I don't know where he's at right now, but probably on the run from somebody he ripped off. The alternative energy community out there that have been fighting amongst each other over who's right and who's wrong all these years, I've watched it. I've talked to a lot of them. I've seen it. Listening to them and their frustrations. And back then was saying the same thing I'm saying right now. When they decide to gather together and take all their brilliance and talents and knowledge and put it all together, they'll come up out of there within less than 30 days with a actual free energy device that can be measured and everybody can see and hold and use and replicate. It's not that we don't have the information. It's just that we're standing by waiting for permission. Or we're standing by waiting for each other to finally get it done. That's why I call it mad science. Because the science is there. And as far as weather wars, it ain't no conspiracy. I say it like Al Gore said it. The debate's over. It's true. And I don't understand why it is that people spend all their time running around complaining about everything under the sun and never do anything about it. I don't get it. These protesters that go out there for environmentalist issues and complain and carry around their sign could be supporting any of the alternative energy researchers out here. And they could also be vetting the corrupt ones that are making phony free energy devices and trying to sell them to people. There's open source communities in software. There's open source community in all different types of inventions and medicines, and open source people sharing information freely and literally getting information out there to more people than otherwise would have been if it came at a price. Yeah, we got to sell this to you. Here, look, I can show you how to beat the court. You just pay me this amount of money and I'll send you this little packet and I'll show you how to beat the judge. Now, if you was any kind of decent person, you'd set that out there for free so that everybody would know that they could beat the judge. This is the problem. And the solution is simple. People are going to have to start getting their act together. Right now there's a mess over there in Texas. Fixing to be a mess in Florida. There's a mess in Mexico. And who knows what's next. And if somebody's behind the scenes and they're literally using science to manipulate the weather and physics and such, and they're causing catastrophic devastation worldwide, they're using your ignorance for plausible deniability. Oh no, you can't blame us, the government, because it was an act of God. We can't control the weather. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Somebody out there listening, if you have an opportunity, look up and see if you can find a link for a deal that says weather modification treaty, or a treaty between nations that says we won't use weather modification on you, and maybe even some links up to companies that advertise that they can weather modify within a 180-mile radius, and different cloud seeders and stuff like that. Flood the chat room with links such as that right there, so that anybody out there listening, if they take the interest to find out, they can jump over to ShazizRadio.com in the superchat.html room, and they can check not one but three chat rooms for pertinent links to exactly what it is that I'm saying, that is supposedly a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. They don't mess with the weather. When a sinkhole pops up in your yard, it's an act of God. Ain't got nothing to do with anybody fracking down the doggone hill and causing a release of either gas or hydraulic pressure water up from underneath your foundation, and the next thing you know, your foundation's under the dirt. Had nothing to do with their shenanigans. I mean, after all, they were 6 miles away when it occurred. So how could they be involved? Common sense and physics and basic science says that if you take the hydraulic pressure out from underneath the foundation of any building, it will fall in a sinkhole. So you got sinkholes popping up all over the planet, and people saying, oh, that's an act of God, it's doomsday. It's the end of days, man, we're all going to die. If you're afraid of the nuclear industry, if you're afraid of the companies that do the fracking, if you're afraid of the geoengineering things that are going on out there that are not really going on because the government says so, and the news media says that allegedly the government can do this, allegedly the CIA did this back in Vietnam, allegedly, yeah, plausible deniability, Google that word. We got free energy, folks. I've been saying it for a long time. Been trying to point people in little bits and pieces and directions to give you those pieces of the puzzle, the little anomalies that show up when you do certain things. Hoping that the average Joe would have a light bulb that went on in their head and say, holy smokes, do you see what he just showed us? No. What I get is the debunkers and the naysayers that come rolling up out of the woodwork like roaches that say, oh, that ain't free energy. That'll never power your house. I never said it would power your house, you moron. If you missed what I showed you there, you wasn't paying attention. Everything in every single piece of equipment, every single piece of electronics and machinery or whatever, there are gears, pulleys, valves, switches, and they all have a purpose. They all have something that they can do that the other one can't. And so if you take this gear right here and you put it with this pulley right here and you got this valve over here, then you can get this thing to do something cool and get work done with it. So all the anomalies shown were all little gears and cogs and switches and valves and such. And instead of being hypocritical and rude about it, they could have paid attention and say, you know something? I see what I could do with that right there. I could take that one anomaly and I can use it to overcome this effect that is within physics. If you want to defy Lenz's law, chances are you're not going to be able to do it. If you want to not invoke Lenz's law, then you got to know what the point is at which Lenz's effect actually takes place. Anytime you produce, you got a generator and you're producing electricity at whatever hertz range that you want to use, whatever generator head that you're using, and you send this energy down the output side of it, and then you decide to turn on the load. The moment you decide to turn on the load, that energy, the electron flow, will travel through the load, which is the light bulb, the fan, the whatever it is that you're running. And the electron flow will make a direct path back in the opposite direction and begin to produce a second magnetic field that will literally begin to act as a brake on the armature and slow that generator head down. And the larger the path, the more flow of electrons can make down through there, and the larger the magnetic field becomes. And so one light bulb, the generator might bog down a hair, two light bulbs, it bogs down a little bit more, three more, four more, five more, six more, and until you finally get to the maximum wattage capability of the generator running at its peak, it will finally end up locking down and dropping on its face. Simple physics, simple science. And so if you find a method by which you could actually take the energy off of said generator without ever allowing the electron to flow back into the opposite direction, then now you have a completely and new form of energy that is no longer called electricity. It's not electricity anymore, but it is still energy. And I like to call it plasma. When you energize a gas into the fourth state of matter, you now have plasma. With light, you have heat. And with heat, you have light. which both are forms of energy. And so you take the energy off of the crude old generator that you have producing the energy, and you change the energy into a completely different state of matter, and now you have energy in a different form that will not invoke the lens effect that will bog your generator down. So when I show these videos, crazy as some of them may be, they're for a purpose. There's a reason. Stephen Gibbons said, the trouble with this treaty is that it bans nations using weather weapons on each other, but it does not profit them using it in their own... Oh, you prohibit them using it in their own country, which makes the treaty useless for the average Joe, as you're being hit by your own government, not some outside entity like Russia or North Korea or whoever the boogeyman may be. And see, that's another key, is that your government could cause it and say somebody else did it. Wasn't me. It was Russia. They're the ones that hacked the email. I'm sick and tired of the government lying to people. I'm sick and tired of the average Joe lying to each other. I'm sick and tired of the companies and the corporations lying and manipulating and buying up technology and shelving it until it's beneficial for them to bring it out and put it on the market. I'm sick and tired of waiting around for the average Joe to finally get fed up enough to actually start building their own personal power plants in their own personal communities. It's just, if nobody's listening to these podcasts, if nobody's sharing this information around with the people who supposedly care about the environment, then we're all just talking amongst friends. But if it comes down to actually saving the planet and getting some work done and getting the clean, renewable, alternative energy out to the world that is already here, it's been here, then it's going to take a little bit of effort. Next time you have somebody complaining about global warming or climate change or even the Fukushima radioactive disaster or any environmental issue out there that they're concerned about, bring them here. Share a podcast with them. Get them to the table. Because if they can gather a crowd of complainers, maybe they can gather a crowd of doers as well. If they can gather up a crowd that's willing to go out there and stand around and protest and show the sign, they can put a sign out there that says, Shazoo's Radio, go over here, we'll save the planet. Oh, man. I can understand why most of the alternative energy guys end up getting so frustrated that they just walk away. I can understand that. I ain't walking away. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be that one agitator in the background saying, y'all are crazy. Saying that this is causing that, and basic science rejects your way of thought. Prove me wrong. Energy's free. Electricity's free. The devices necessary to build them, yeah, might cost you some money. Then when you hook it to your house, then you got to worry about what the government's going to say about it. That's why a lot of people just say, oh, you know, I just wait around for the government to give me free energy. Really? The government ain't going to give you no doggone free energy. And the government ain't got no problem pumping crud into the air that's going to tinker with your environment. Government ain't got no problem trying to say, hey, NASA, go over here and try this. do that and see if you can change the weather over there, and we'll see if we got the power to literally control it so we can get rid of the climate change. And guess what? Your carbon taxes are going to pay for it. Your income taxes, your taxes on your fuel for your car, your taxes from your electrical bill, your taxes are going to pay for the shenanigans that the government gets by with. And they're going to use plausible deniability and act of God situations, and they don't care whether they make a mess, because they already know the truth. And once it's all said and done, and the power structure is built so incredibly strong that you can't even have a glass of water without giving somebody money first. That's the way it's going to come down. There ain't no free food in the world unless you're amongst friends. And there ain't no free fresh water to drink unless you're amongst friends. Everything else out there, because of all the scare tactics, you're going to have to go buy you some water. You're going to have to go buy you some food. You're not going to be able to trade food with your neighbors and your friends and that kind of stuff, because now the government's got regulations. The Food and Drug Administration, it's not safe for you to trade milk for bread with your neighbor, or fruits and vegetables. You might make somebody sick. Anybody noticing a trend here? What in the heck is it the government has done right? And as far as the military industrial complex out there looking for power, as far as being able to control the weather as a force multiplier to be able to rain your enemy out or shake the ground underneath them or cause a tsunami or a tidal wave or a typhoon or a tornado. And then you're going to go mention that to the average Joe, and the average Joe who is your worst enemy, the average Joe who makes all the boogeymen's of the world look like a friendly person, friendly flower, child's play. It's not the government that I'm afraid of. It's not the corporations of the world that I'm afraid of. It's not the secret societies, the Illuminati, the Freemason, or even the devil himself that I'm afraid of. It's the average Joe who scares me. It's because the average Joe has gave the power to everyone but themselves. Freely. The average Joe has gave up their freedom. Freely. The average Joe has allowed the governments of the world and the corporations of the world to destroy their own environments freely. And then the average Joe actually goes out there and contributes to the destruction of the environment freely. It's not the government's fault that this world is as messed up as it is. It's not the secret society's fault that this world is messed up as bad as it is. It is the average Joe's fault that the world is in the shape that it is. The average Joe is more powerful than they can possibly imagine. They have the power of the spoken word. They have the power of the pen. They have the power of their action. They have the power of love. They got the power. And that combined power, there is not a force in this world that can go up against 9 billion people. Take out a small fraction of those for the global elite and the secret societies, and they're outnumbered more than 10 to 1. I played a little clip on there from the movie The Ants. And the one guy said, well, he's just one puny ant. And then the guy said, yeah, that's just one puny ant. And when they find out how strong that they are all together, then their world is going to change. I'm going to see if I can find that doggone clip, and I'm going to play that clip, if I can find it. But that's the key. That's the key. We have everything we need to give this world free energy. And until we decide that that's what we want, then we won't make it happen. We have the chance, the opportunity, and everything necessary to literally clean this planet and work in perfect harmony with nature. But until the average Joe decides that that's what they want, it will not happen. It isn't the governments of the world. It isn't the secret societies of the world. It isn't even one religion or one political entity of the world. It's the average Joe, and only the average Joes of the world, who can bring about real resolution and change. If people want free energy, then they got to demand it. If they want technology that had been on the shelves for many, many years prior, then they're going to have to demand it. And if they don't get it, then they need to build it themselves. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. There ain't nothing else to say. And I can't seem to find that doggone clip with the ants in there. But let me see if I can YouTube it and just play it. Let's see if I can find it there on YouTube. Just play it live. There, da-do-da-do. Let's see here. Anyway, if somebody wants to pop a link in there, there's a speech of the ants that he was talking. There. I hate it when this happens. It's when it's always good to have an extra hand on board. Okay. Ants. Grasshopper or speech. Yeah, that's terrible for radio. Apologize, people. I'm just trying to find this. Bird's Life. That was the deal. That's why I couldn't find it. Here we go. I'm going to play this live.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant. One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boys, they're puny.
Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant. Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
No, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Ha! So there you go, folks. I'm going to post that there in the chat room. If you couldn't hear that very well on the podcast, you can go in and listen to it. And That's the point, right there. Yeah, yeah, it sounded low. Sorry about that. I'll post it in the chat room. And now that I know the name of it, I'll try to find it over here real quick. Boog's Life, that's what it was. It
was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
So, there you go, man. Even in the cartoons, sitting there trying to tell you what's what. So, if these folks out there, with the secret societies and the millionaires and the billionaires and the trillionaires and the whatever heirs, if they have the power, it's because we the people gave it to them. And we the people stay complicit and allow them to do what it is that they're doing. And since, all the naysayers out there want to say that there ain't no such thing as free energy, well, sorry to say, but you ain't getting your free energy until we the people demand it. Plain and simple. You go out, buy your solar panels, and get them up. You're literally tapped into free energy. So you disconnect from the grid, and the government comes along and says, nope, can't do that. Well, then that's when you need to call upon your neighbors. You need to call upon your friends. And you need to raise your voice up like the lobbyist groups do when they raise their voice up to try to get some sort of legislation passed. And you need to not take no for an answer. Clean, renewable, alternative energy comes in so many different forms it ain't even remotely funny, but every time you try to utilize them, somebody wants to complain. The windmills are going to chop up the birds, and they cause people to be uncomfortable because they make all kinds of crazy noises, and people don't like it. There's so many different reasons why you can't use certain types of energy, because it's either too dangerous, radioactive-wise, or it's producing carbon monoxide, or whatever. There's so many different reasons why that people come up with, and I believe it's the same as the agitators behind the scenes of any protest that people are sending there as paid agitators, or paid agitators in the alternative medicine, alternative energy, alternatives to every single thing that is the same system that people seem to despise. But it's the average Joe that supports them. And that's why we are where we're at today. If weather wars are being basically perpetrated on the people, then somebody needs to be held accountable for it. This is plain and simple. If they're literally using things and it can be proven that they are destroying the planet, utilizing what it is that they're utilizing, then somebody needs to be held accountable. But there's only one entity out there that is capable of holding their government and the bankers and the corporations feet to the fire and holding them accountable for their actions. And unfortunately, The divide and conquer tactics have worked so incredibly well that the average Joe just submits. That's why in that video, when that guy was talking, when that grasshopper was talking about how the ants outnumber them 100 to 1, and if they ever figure that out, they're in trouble. You think the government don't realize that? Of course they do. Of course they realize it. And there ain't nothing that you're going to be able to do about it by yourself. And they know that. And so when you gather in masses to protest, they're going to send in the team, and they're going to make it look like you the one starting the trouble, and that's that. So, just like playing a game of chess, or just like playing a game of checkers, if you know the rules, you can beat them at their own game. That's what we're trying to do here at ShazizRadio.com, is show you the tools necessary to beat them at their own game. You got access to this internet, you got access to the vast sum of all man's knowledge, like my friend Simply Steve always says. You got the tools, the technology, the combined force to literally build your own people's power plants. And when you decide you want to do that, you'll watch as the real alternative energy and free energy researchers come out of the woodwork to help make it so. You got people that know how to weld. You got people that know how to manufacture. You got people that are working for every other company but themselves. And so if you want to get things done, start building networks in your communities. Start gathering the tools and the talent to make it so. I don't figure these words are ever going to spark off a revolution as far as mind and knowledge. Because to this point, there ain't too many people out there sharing these podcasts with one another. There ain't too many responses. At this point in the game, those chat rooms should be so incredibly packed that I have to pay more money just to try to buy a better website so that I can hold up to the people that are there. But for whatever reason, it just ain't so. So share the information with people and tell them there are people out there working. That's about the best we can do. Is the government capable of producing weather? Yeah. Yeah, and so are you. The tools, the technology, the science, it's always been there. It ain't no tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy. It's science. True, proven science. Laws of physics. For every action, equal and opposite reaction. So on and so forth. We have every single thing necessary. Every single answer to literally resolve the so-called energy crisis of the world. When people are ready to put it together, we'll put it together. Together. It's not a one-man task. He ain't going to get your government to comply. All these open source communities out here that develop software and all the other different things that they do to try to help one another networking and sharing of information freely, they are to get at least a part of the concept of what it is that I've been talking about. I don't know if the government's out there causing this weather to happen over there. I do know it's possible. But if that's the case, then not only does somebody got some explaining to do, But somebody needs to be held accountable. Because a lot of people, a lot of the average Joes, have been hurt. So, where do you go from there? Science says it can be done. Mainstream media says it's a conspiracy theory, and the government has plausible deniability. And this subject gives me a headache. Thomas, are you around?
No.
No. Well, let me know when you get around.
You gotta go around to get around.
So, do you have any thoughts on the science and the plausibility of whether somebody could potentially guide or create weather?
Not really.
Well, do you think that if somebody had that potential, that they would not be able to use the same physics to literally produce energy devices that could, like, work in perfect synchronicity or perfect harmony with nature and all the forces therein?
Sorry, what?
Like, if I had the power to produce a tornado, I could produce a heck of a lot of torque that I could then in turn turn into some electrical power, man.
Right.
So, on one hand, Professor Michio Kaku sitting here talking about how we got the power to take these lasers and bring lightning bolts down from the sky and make it rain. But on the other hand, we're still complaining about the so-called global warming / climate change or climate disruption or whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up. But then when you say free energy, I made a comment on somebody's YouTube video one time, and some dude, it was a kid I was trying to get to come on here, Maker J101. And some dude come on there and said, oh, well, you might not want to hang around with him. He's one of them free energy kooks. Really? Oh, man. So, let me get this straight. Do we or don't we have to save the planet? Is there not a energy crisis? Are we falling short on resources? Is there too much CO2 in the atmosphere? Is there any kind of doom and gloom truth to the Fukushima radiation disaster or the BP oil spill or the Corexit or any of the other things that you hear about in alternative media? Because if any of this is all even remotely true, I'm sitting here saying that we've got every single answer necessary to resolve every single one of these problems without a doubt, using nothing more than basic science and physics. So, stop complaining and let's get to work. I took a once destroyed, forgotten pond, and I worked at it, and I worked at it, and I worked at it. And I'm still working at it. And I brought it back to life. Now you can actually see the pond. You can actually see fish and animals gathering around the pond. But the pond would have never got done if I'd have waited on the government. The government would have come around and said, well, you can't even have that pond there anyway. So we got to fill it in. Government would have said, well, we'll put fish in it for you, but you're going to have to allow everybody and his brother to come fish in it who has a fishing license. Okay. Government don't give you nothing without wanting something in return. Period. You're either going to be their guinea pig, you're going to be their slave, or you're going to owe them a favor. And one day they will come to collect. No ifs, ands, or buts. So, Patty Walker Turtle said inside the chat room, I think it's highly possible that weather can be created and manipulated, but I also know that the sun has the ability to create weather also. Perhaps it is all of the possibilities combined. That's correct. Everything she said is correct. It is possible. It's more than possible. It's proven. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. There is no debate that says that weather modification is not possible. Been doing it and talking about it for years. The science is all there. If you know how to separate hydrogen and oxygen, then you know how to recombine it. You know how to make water and clouds and water and steam and temperature differences all have effects. They all have power potential. And you take those normal forces such as the sunlight, which is already hot, and you add to them, you take away somebody's natural cloud cover, they're sitting out in the sun instead of sitting in the shade. They're getting a drought instead of getting water. And so if you're chasing off their clouds using your modification over here, then nature is kind of thrown off of balance, and until nature rebounds back into where nature was going with the doggone weather to begin with, then you're going to get crazy weather patterns. It's going to rain where it shouldn't rain. It's going to rain where it would have rained. Whatever. The rain ain't going to be falling where nature naturally intended on it going. If the wind was blowing in this particular pattern and you caused something over here which caused that to change, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. And then when you shut your machine off and nature bounces back and you get slapped in the face with whatever it is that nature throws at you, and then you wonder why. It's like gears in a machine. Did you change the water temperature in the Gulf Stream, then the weather patterns will change. If you change the direction of the jet stream, then the weather patterns will change. If you do anything to interfere with what nature has already done on a large scale, then you will change a few things. It's common sense. It's basic science. It's basic physics. And it cannot be denied. And if it is denied, well, then why? Somebody got to tell me why it is that certain things are possible, but other things aren't. Why it is that there ain't no such thing as free electricity, even though the sun has given me sunburns and never sent me a bill. Why it is that the wind blew my hair all out of whack. Blew over my tent or over my barbecue and tore down some tree limbs and the lightning did this and the rain did that. Nature is mighty and powerful. Mankind is arrogant and stupid to this point. So, there's a video you can see. It's in the chat room. You can go over there, you can watch. It was a BBC documentary. And click on it. And you can watch NASA fire up this nifty machine, this rocket engine, and run it and make a cloud. And then you'll watch as the guy says it's going to rain, and then you'll watch as it does rain. And then you might have to revisit your whole tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist thing. If there is a conspiracy of the government against the people in depopulation, they got plenty of tools with plausible deniability to make it so. And if there is a conspiracy within the government against the people, it's in the energy, the energy community, energy generation, or resources. And it's blatantly obvious why. You get the people to pay for everything it is that you want to do, and you got an unlimited credit card. You give people free energy and they no longer have to pay for fossil fuels. They no longer have to pay for electrical generation or coal-fired power plants or nuclear industry. Then suddenly you got some buildings sitting idly by. That could be classified as matter of national security, because it goes into the money system, which says that if we got your taxes, we got this money going on, and if we got these factories or whatever open, these power plants open, and somebody's got a job, and they're going to pay us more taxes, and if you stick your hand near the government's wallet, watch out for the trap. It's like that one scene, that alien on Star Wars. I can't remember what that commander or something, whatever. Yeah, he's hollering, "It's a trap!" And it is. I'm going to take a quick music break.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. Grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to
bit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. are the voyagers of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
It was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, could you describe the ruckus, sir? You're listening to Mad Science at www.shazazradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. Look, folks, if you like this Mad Science show, help me spread it around. Help me flood that chat room to the extent where we got to actually get a bigger chat room or a better chat room or whatever. Help me push the limits of what this radio network can accomplish. By rebroadcasting that, you do, and by having people in other chat rooms, you do, or whatever. That every little bit of getting this information out to people, getting people to thinking outside the box. You know, as people talk about being awake and all this kind of stuff. The people of the world out there are either too busy or just don't have the capabilities to understand that all these things that we want as far as our world being a better place, the answers are right there in front of us, the solutions. The actual solutions have been here all along. We pointed out solution after solution, everything from biofuel to different technologies coming this way, graphene technology, printable conductive ink, and just all kinds of stuff. And the manufacturing process, if you get some folks together who actually utilize these little bits of information, it's what I was explaining earlier about. Each one of these little anomalies that I keep showing are like a gear in a machine. You know that this effect, this cause, causes something else to happen. You know that this is the result you'll get from this, whatever it be, chemistry or any kind of other deal there. And so, those are tools and little bits of knowledge that can show how to build electrical generation systems that will work in perfect harmony with each other, with nature. And where I sit here and I'll tell everybody on and the planet, and I will hold fast because the science tells me, global warming is a fraud. Climate change is a fraud. Man-made weather manipulation is real. Plain and simple. And when people see these things occurring, the very first thing that they do is say, oh, look, I told you, global warming, climate change, and this is only going to get worse. You just gave the government better than plausible deniability. You gave the government somebody else to blame, which is you. And so they're going to blame we, the people, for driving our cars and causing these terrible hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes and such. So if you were the government, you'd be smiling all the way from the front to the back of your neck, knowing, aha, I got by with it. And they paid for it. It ain't global warming, it ain't climate change or climate disruption or whatever they're going to call it next time around. It's weather modification. If it's anything at all besides nature. When you spray crud in the sky to intentionally block out the sunlight, then you create a difference. Nature will have to balance out that difference. It will either get colder or it will get warmer depending on what you do or do not do. And once you begin to tamper with nature and things begin to domino out of control, you might find that you may have to spray more in order to compensate for what you screwed up to begin with until nature finally catches up. When, if anything at all, maybe you should have just took your losses and rode it out until nature got itself back under control and balanced itself out. But in the great infinite wisdom of those in charge and the folks in the mainstream science industry that are being paid lots of money by the government, they will say and do whatever they have to say and do, and basically do it with total immunity. They can disrupt the weather and call it an act of God, while at the same time rejecting any possibility of God. That's crazy. It's crazy. Nature, environmentalists, everything. It's crazy. We know that we have the science to do certain things. They say that we have the science to boldly go where no man has gone before. I say that we have the science for free energy. And the naysayers say that I'm wrong. And the government wants to call it a matter of national security if you got a free energy device or over unity or zero point, or even perpetual motion. Somebody find out why it is that the patent office will not accept anything regarding perpetual motion, even if somebody has a working device. And find out why it is that all the claims of every single person in the history of time that has said that we have clean, renewable, alternative energy in the form of a free energy device never made it past a video or two, or even a little documentary, or even in the electric car. So, they all want an electric car to compete with the fossil fuels, and so electric cars went by the wayside. They don't want the perfect self-powered electric vehicle on the road at this time. And unless, like my friend Thomas mentioned earlier, unless there's something that major occurs that literally forces people to utilize these solutions, then the world essentially stays as is. The average Joe has the capability if they decide to work together. You take your $5 and my $5, we now have 10. You take your talents with my talents, and now we have the capability of doing something that one of us couldn't have done by ourselves. If you gather together the dream team, is one of the things that I've been trying to do here on Mad Science for a long time, is to get together the brilliant individuals that can literally put idea from pen to paper to machine to actual production to show what it is we've been saying all along. I still haven't got my third plasma reactor together because I have to figure out a way to ensure that it is sealed, properly put together, so that it functions exactly like I said it would, just so that I can prove the theory or the concept or the science to the world. So slowing me down is my own lack of skill sets in order to manufacture something with multiple different materials and to ensure that it doesn't crack itself and doesn't leak. And in the meantime, search around for existing technology that can be utilized in the same fashion to prove the same result. Patty said in the chat room, I find it very telling that the climate changers do not take into account the sun's activity, the connection with the earth, but then they also ignore the factual history data in order to promote the CO2 fallacy. I cannot see a reason other than control through taxation and control through natural resources. And she's right yet again. It's science says that the sun is a big generator. Whether it be hydrogen or helium or whatever, it's been going for, according to science, millions if not billions of years. And the sun producing that much energy will create an effect. If you think I'm wrong, get you some Play-Doh. Get it really wet. Get that Play-Doh really wet and flatten it out on the table. Make it maybe a half or a quarter inch thick. And now that you got this blob of Play-Doh on the table and you got it that thick and it's all wet, then put you a heat lamp over the top of it. Blow a fan across it or whatever. Whatever you do to it, just note that you will get a result. When the heat begins to dry out the moisture content of that clay, the clay will begin to crack. When the clay begins to crack, you actually see separation of the material. And at some point, if the heat gets too hot, the clay will begin to literally melt and spread out. Nonetheless, whether you're blowing air across it, whether the heat is beating down on it, you are creating a change in the molecular structure of what you had initially put on the table as in the form of wet clay. So as the sun is beating down on the water, not only is the water temperature being affected, but the dry earth itself is being affected. And when the moisture content is evaporated out of the earth, then you actually get seismic activity due to the separation of the material that was at one point wet. That's just one little tiny example of effect. And if our Earth is surrounded by a huge magnetic field, and the Earth and the Sun is so much larger than us, and also has its own magnetic field, then those magnetic fields will interact with each other every time there is a storm on the Sun, which in turn will shake our core, because it is, according to science, a hot molten metal core that is spinning around, and the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour on its axis. And so if you've got something that is spinning that fast, and you've got a moon which is counterbalancing the Earth in the globe model, and you start shaking that around, as the Earth is being shook around and the moon's being tugged in and out, and the waves are being interacted, all of these things, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction, and for every cause is an effect. So you have physics at play. When the sun is doing what the sun does, it has a definite and provable effect on the environment of the Earth. And since the science says that the Earth and the Sun are in the Sun and the Earth are in an elliptical orbit with each other, means we don't go in a perfect circle around each other, then every so often we will get closer to the Sun, change our weather, and as we're going back out into space, the centrifugal force of us flying away from that big magnetic force causes us to tilt to some degree. And our moon being the counterbalance of the Earth, when we get back out in space and we're doing all this wobbling and everything's getting shook up and the tides are going in and out and the sunlight's beating down, or maybe it's further away and it's not and getting as much energy as it normally did, then it will either be colder or it will be hotter, determined on which cycle we are in. So we know that through basic science and basic physics. The sun definitely, without a doubt, affects the weather. And so if you're spraying crud in the air to block out the sunlight, then you have to understand that there will be a result. It will either get cooler or it will get hotter, one way or another, depending on what material you use as you dump it in the sky. And since the rain falls down from the sky and lands on all the plants, if any of these materials land on the leaves and basically are able to either absorb heat or block out heat or sunlight or any of the necessary rays for the process of photosynthesis to occur, you will witness burn marks on your leaves of your trees, and eventually something has to give. So, let's see. Patty says the sun also plays a big part in absorbing radiation from outside of our system, and also within magnetic play a part with the magnetic tether from the sun. Due to the lessening of the solar activity, we get more radiation and more warming in some areas, but also cooling effect. See, that's the whole deal. Science says one thing, the government blames it on you. It's your fault. Stop driving your car. Start drinking flat soda. Stop breathing out CO2. That's why I get mad. That's why I get upset. That's why I get frustrated, because I paid attention in school. And now, go get a school book from the 1960s to, I'd say, the 1980s, early 1980s. I challenge anyone out there, anyone who wants truth and justice and all that kind of stuff, I challenge anyone to go out there and find old school books and then go acquire some modern day school books and match them up. You'll find a very disturbing trend. That the children graduate from school these days haven't have had even a fraction of the education that we were privy to back in the day. In just the science category alone, you will find that the science has changed. And then tell me why. Patty said, don't let your cows fart. I did a video about it. I called it Caveman Killed the Dinosaur. Somebody, if you find that video called Caveman Killed the Dinosaur, post it in the chat room, because it tells the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, whatever. Caveman killed the dinosaur due to a cloud of methane and just trying to get a campfire started. And also talk about going into the cork business. Or you could put a cork in this end of the cow and you could put a cork in that end of the cow, and then you'd have to have a disclaimer saying that if anybody got hurt because of an explosion, that I wasn't going to be held liable. I'm just selling corks. So that's that. Anyway, don't call it mad science for nothing. It's mad science for a reason. Because common sense dictates that if you want a clean planet, then you work in harmony with nature. And if you're complaining that you want people to clean the planet, and you're not willing to do so yourself, then you're just complaining. Now, I say that there are methods in which we could get rid of every single bit of radioactive material and nuclear waste from every single one nuclear power plants and utilize that energy for a purpose of not having to use nuclear power any longer and to clean up the planet. That's crazy, y'all. You don't know. Alright, well, then I also say that there are methods by which we can utilize every single bit of trash that we've ever generated for fuel. And I say that there are so many different fuels out there, because the planet in itself is fuel. And I say that we could build internal combustion engines that would run perfectly on pure distilled water, because hydrogen and oxygen is what makes up the molecule of water. But once again, don't know what I'm talking about. Science says that certain things are certain things. Physics say that certain things will work and certain things won't work. When physics and science go hand in hand, and you know that if you separate water into its two separate states, hydrogen and oxygen, to its two separate elements, that both will ignite. But crazy mad science guy right here, which would say that if you're worried about cows farting, connect your barbecue to their buttocks and use it to cook a meal. Because methane is fuel. Methane, propane, butane, whatever. gasoline, kerosene. There's so many different things in this world that could be utilized as fuel in any type of internal combustion engine, open flame burner system, heat sources. I said this a half a million and a billion and a trillion and a half times, if only in my mind. If you cannot find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. And if you're one of the naysayers out there that's saying it's not possible, well, then you didn't pay attention in school. You didn't pay attention in nature. You didn't pay attention in physics. You didn't pay attention in mechanics. You paid attention to the government and the people out there who were uneducated or overeducated and believed themselves to know it all. The power is within the people's grasp if the people decide that they want to use it. The technologies are available, and combined without all the negativity and the naysaying and the reasons why you can't, then we can get it done. Patty said in the chat room, another tale, the science says we have to go green. Yep, that's one of my least favorite terms. Go green! But when the people take it into their own hands to create green technologies and implement them, they are either prevented from doing so or their tech is taken and hidden under the whole doggone it, what they call that there, matter of national security, whatever. Gotta protect the, anyway, back to her comment. Where was it? Prevented from doing so, and their tech is taken or hidden. If they were truly serious, then they would have no problem letting people go off the grid and create new technology. We have people who can run a car on water, but the vehicle industry cannot figure out how to produce in mass and a car that can run without petrol. That's right. You took and built a hybrid electric, you could run that car on water and electricity. And you could use the same electricity the car is generating due to the torque that the engine would be able to produce to be able to overcome the, even if you wanted to go the least efficient way, using the electrolysis process to separate hydrogen and oxygen on demand. But using Stan Meyer's technology, you could use the same kind of injector system and circuitry that he used to literally use radio waves to burn it on demand. Steven says that, hey Shaziz, you got away with using the Benny Hill theme tune on that one without triggering their copyright, please. Yeah, I don't know how that happened either, man, because they blapped me on every single one that I had. That's crazy. I like the Benny Hill thing because it's funny. You're trying to put a story out there, and you're trying to tell the story as, you know, with a bit of humor, because it is pure ridiculousness when they're talking about cow farts being part of the global warming deal. Cows burping and farting. And that's why caveman killed the dinosaur. I'm telling you, that's exactly how it happened. If you think that I'm wrong, you go listen to the caveman killed the dinosaur and come back and tell me why it is that I'm not right, that I'm wrong. And anyway, I also did a video called Black Market Light Bulbs because they were talking about making it illegal to have incandescent light bulbs. Because we had to reduce our carbon footprint. So black market light bulbs was a good one as well. Anyway, that's why you see crazy stuff on my YouTube channel. And you'll hear me say crazy stuff out here. Because as a true scientist, one who believes in the scientific method and observation and the basics of science and physics and stuff, I'm getting tired of the mainstream scientists selling us down the river. I'm getting tired of the lies and the corruption And all of it just so that they can keep control. Because you don't want all the ants to know that they outnumber the grasshoppers 100 to 1. Because then the grasshoppers ain't going to be able to have the same quality of life, because we ain't going to be their slave. So, that's where I stand. Yeah, I like the Monty Python clip too, Patty. Especially on the Knights of the Round Table. Which comes up tomorrow, so if anybody's interested in joining the Knights of the Round Table, that's where we get there and we work about other subjects out there that's going on in the world. World events. And for some people to get frustrated because they think that sometimes this mad science sounds more political, this all goes hand in hand. I'm trying to give to the world some information that I had researched that is out there readily available, at least at the very least, pointed out. Look, hey, there it is, right there. You guys said you want a clean, renewable, alternative energy, and there it is. And what I'm working on, plasma technology, it's been out there too. Some people have these nifty plasma balls in their house, and I'm showing them, look, this, look at this. I put 20,000 volts to one of those plasma balls, and it didn't blow up. What it did was made some awesome radiant energy and had some really cool effects. And it also showed me that it had temperature and it had visible light and it had qualities that if you look at this plasma ball other than something that's just a toy and you start thinking about what it is that you could actually do with this, and when you're running high voltage at high frequencies and you notice that the high voltage and high frequency when it arcs across the ground literally burns through materials, then that ought to tell you something. If it is really super simple to generate a high frequency, high voltage without all the drag, and you're able to produce a lot of heat, then I ought to tell you something. And then using a little bit of secret that Tesla put out there to the world, if you understand how the difference between the Earth and the atmosphere, whether the atmosphere of the sky being positive charge and the Earth being negatively charged, there's a debate out there which one's positive, which one's negative, regardless. Forget all the twisting and turning of whatever. I say it's negatively charged because that's what I believe Nikola Tesla said. You can bait the electrons right out of the earth, and if you don't think I'm right, get you a 20,000 volt oil burner igniter and just turn it on, touch it with anything that's not grounded, and then take a wire, plug a piece of pipe or whatever, a piece of metal down in the dirt, and reach over there and put it in the general vicinity of that oil burner igniter, and you will literally watch as you have a plasmatic arc shoot across to that wire. And you'll actually be able to, once you pull that thing away, reach over there and touch that metal that you just did that with and see that it's hot. Patty said, there is no real science in the science field anymore, Shaz. That is a real detriment to humanity for sure. It is corporate science now. That's it. They grab the best of the best and the folks that know why they're doing their science, that there are certain things that are possible, but they have non-disclosure agreements by every corporation that they won't say certain things to anybody or discuss any technologies that they're working on. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snively Whiplash is taking all the money out of the cookie jar from the people, saying that these things aren't possible, and sending little trolls and little naysayers out to the world to convince everybody else that you're a nut if you try to say that it is possible. That's the way it works. That's why the system is able to enslave the people the way that it does. They say knowledge is power, but the knowledge is only powerful as the distance that you are willing to spread the knowledge to all the people of the earth. Send the word out that this crazy Shaziz guy said that we got every single answer necessary to resolve every single problem on the planet. And tell him, come here and at least hear me out. And if they think I'm wrong, they can do what everyone else prior has done and tell me how stupid I am. And then they can go back to sleep. But if what I'm saying can't be proven, and nobody's willing to at least do the experiment to prove me wrong, then I'm going to keep saying what I'm saying. Stephen said, you need your license from a university shutting down the diversity of the opinions or thought. Yeah, that's it. I need to get me a sheepskin, is what they used to call the old diploma. I need to get me a sheepskin so that I can go teach all the liberal kids real science. Of course, you know they're going to go into shock the moment I say global warming's a fraud. We won't even get to the point where I tell them how to resolve the so-called global warming / climate change issue. Such as taking these internal combustion engines and re-engineering so they burn the fuel so perfectly that there is no exhaust. And being able to utilize all the wasted energy from said internal combustion engine to not only be cool enough to where you can touch it, after it's been running for days at a time, but it utilizes the fuel in such an efficient manner that you barely even use any fuel for the same machine. And once you utilize the laws of physics to know the meaning of thermal breakdown and engineer that engine to never get any of the materials that the engine has to use above its thermal breakdown point, then that part will never, ever, ever fail. Metal doesn't get hot until it receives friction or resistance of something flowing through it or something rubbing up against it. So a steel pipe, if it isn't weathered and oxidized and begins to rust, won't go bad. If it's perfectly maintained, it will last for hundreds of years, thousands of years. The same thing would apply to any other material out there if properly maintained. When you stop using it, nature takes it back, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everything has a time limit. If you're not using it, you're not maintaining it, then nature will take it back. That's the way it goes. And so with that said, and all that technology available to us, and all that knowledge available to us, we got chemicals that we can put on stuff to make like water repellent. Things that won't even allow water to bond to the surface of things. We got technology, and we got the tools necessary. We got the brilliant minds out there that could troubleshoot every single issue out there, and some of which probably already resolved issues, but these plausible deniability or planned obsolescent things is that things have to fail. Otherwise, you can't sell no more. So why I gotta go so doggone deep into all of it? Why does mad science even gotta remotely touch on political? Because it's insanity. You can't talk about saving the planet and reducing your carbon footprint while dropping bombs somewhere else on the earth. It don't work like that. And if you got to use diesel engines to get there, or doggone jet engines, or whatever, it don't work like that. You're pumping crud in the air, you're pumping crud in the water, you're kicking up dust and toxins by dropping bombs, and then you're telling the average Joe out there, free energy ain't possible. And you got to reduce your carbon footprint. But don't you dare try to get off the power grid. Because we'll find you, and if need be, throw you in jail. That's why it's mad science. That's why sometimes it's political. And the folks that understand that, they still listening. And the folks that don't like it, they hit the bricks. Look, folks, we're down to the wire. One last message, and I said it a few times. I'm not asking for donations. I don't want your money. I don't want anything but your participation. I want you to come visit me in the chat rooms. I want you to come join me on the show. I want you to share these podcasts with your friends and your family and anybody who, especially the environmentalists. I would love to have a crowd of environmentalists here to join me on this show. If they're worried about Fukushima, if they're worried about anything that is wrong with this world, if they're worried about the weather, if they're worried about climate change, global warming, whatever they want to call it, if they're worried about saving the trees, if they're worried about cleaning up the oceans and saving the wildlife, bring them to the table and we'll talk common sense and share real solutions. There's this stuff that I found out about that keeps algae down in your pond, and it's all natural. It's called, barley extract. Instead of using herbicides to keep algae and stuff down in your ponds, you can get this barley extract, and you can put it in your ponds, and have a clean pond. But golf courses use herbicides with toxins in them. Now, you can also do the same thing with barley straw. When it rots naturally, it will produce a natural toxin that will get rid of algae and not have to put any kind of herbicide in your pond. The duckweed, the watermill, the algae, and every single plant involved in there as far as that's concerned. But mostly the duckweed and the watermill are a fast and rapid biofuel, fish food, and so many potential other uses that nature has provided all in one shot. So tell the environmentalists out there to put that in their pipe and smoke it and show up here at ShazizRadio.com. I wouldn't say smoke the duckweed because I never smoked duckweed, so I don't know what that might do to you. But it does make good fertilizer because it's full of nitrogen and all kinds of proteins that it absorbs out while cleaning up the pond. It makes a really good filter. And so, with that said, if you like this show, if you like the knowledge and the information shared on this show by myself and all the other people that join in, share this podcast with somebody, rebroadcast it, cut it and chop it, whatever, take the parts out that you like and use those, discard the ones you don't like, and help me keep the ball rolling. So with that said, you've been listening to Mad Science. And I just didn't even like get anything ready to play on the way out. So I'm gonna throw something in there. I think I want to play a tune on the way out. If I can find it. Alright, well, I hate those silent spots in the deal where I just like, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to click. I need like a, somebody to be the person that does all the buttons and stuff. I was looking for one specific tune, but bring the environmentalists to the table. And we'll talk to them about getting things done. We'll give them ideas on how to make it happen. Doggone it, I just can't find what I was looking for. Alright, well, doggone it. Nope. That ain't it. Alright, well, I was looking for a specific tune, but I can't find it, so I'll just throw something else in there and jump out. Alright, that's it. Here we go.
Thank you.
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.